Happy to have with us right now the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. And Coach, you know, I have this feeling that I want to start this thing in a positive direction because of so many good things that happened in that game, especially offensively. But I know you're sitting here saying, hey, we lost, and that's really not progress.
Well, you do this to win. And are there some things we did better yesterday? Absolutely. But you have to temper that and always keep in mind that you can't ever confuse a great effort or a better effort with not getting the results you want. And so our team knows that, and we're into the process now of getting ready to play Buffalo already, and that's where we're at. And so we got to just do what we can to get a victory.
And how do you do that? How do you balance between, because there definitely were strides made, and you have to be happy about that and encouraged by that, but at the same time, how do you sort of explain that to your players or get them on the same page with that idea that nothing short of winning is good enough?
Well, that's why you coach each play, you know, and you talk about putting one good play after the other, and you don't know when your big play is going to make the difference.
Right.
And so it sounds mundane, it sounds boring, but that's the way it goes. And then eventually what happens is each guy makes less mistakes, each coach makes better decisions, and then as a team, now you put yourself in a position to win it. And so that's the process, and we just need to go through it.
You have to be pretty proud of Brandon Weeden to go from where he was against the Eagles to the performance that he had yesterday, and it looked like in so many ways he just was his game came together. And I guess the key here is it as much about just forgetting that Philadelphia game, or was it more about taking what didn't go right there and applying it to his preparation for Cincinnati?
I think it's a combination of both. I think when you make mistakes, you correct them, you move on fast. And I think he has the ability to do that. And I think he just played better. I think, you know, even though he's got a little age, he was still a rookie starting his first game in the NFL against Philadelphia. And there were some things he did much better in the second game. And now we all know quarterbacks are evaluated on how many wins they get. So now the next step is to improve and lead us to victory.
And where were some of the areas where you really saw him take, you know, such big steps in 1 week? It seemed like every part of his game was better, but just specifically some things that stood out to you.
Well, I talk about getting completions, you know, and his completion. I think he was 70% completion. You know, that points to general efficiency for a quarterback. And if you're going to do that, then there's times when they legislate against you throwing it where you want to throw it once, or, you know, in first or second read, and so you check it down.
Right.
And which he did a few times yesterday, some of them for great success. The one in the red zone to Trent. Trent was really an outlet, a check down. He threw it to him, and they were covering us deep, and then Trent found his way in the end zone. So,
sure. And
then it's just like anything. Once you do it and you learn about it and you have success with it, then you'll come back to it more and more. And so those are the kinds of throws that you see guys that have played in this league a long time do. You know, they make those throws because they look down the field. Whatever we were trying to do down the field wasn't there, just drop it down. And, you know, I think guys have to learn that. It seems like it would be simple, but guys do need to learn that.
Did you even get the sense for 1 second that he had any confidence lost from that Philly game that he had to regain, or was he pretty steady?
No, he was. Yeah. He came in last Monday, raring to go, ready to admit that he didn't play well, and then I thought he had an outstanding week of preparation. Now he needs to hit the reset button on that, do it again, and even make it better.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Pat, Trent Richardson, you mentioned that check down play, but before that, the 32-yard touchdown run that he had. We just saw signs in this second game. Things I know that you had felt all along, that a lot of us felt from the moment he was drafted, that he could do, but to do it in an NFL uniform, I mean, it was amazing. And I guess that's for you as a coach and designer of this offense, how much you're going to have to work with going forward.
Well, it's encouraging because we saw him do what we know he can. And that's what – you know, he's coming back from that little surgery he had, and so I think he'll continue to get better each week. And, you know, he doesn't want to come out of the game.
No.
You know, and he can make something very simple, you could see, turn it into a big play. You know, it was just a simple draw play that he ran, made a couple guys miss. We blocked it extremely well. We had a good effort by our receivers blocking downfield. And really, receivers block and turn a good play into a great one. You know, they can turn an average play into a good one and a good one into a great one. And then Trent has the ability to make guys miss, which we saw in the one pass down there as well. So if we give him a little air, get him out in space, I think he'll be able to do exciting things for us.
And how does that skill set that he has influence your game plan preparation as far as just knowing the things that he can do that are extraordinary? Is it consistent with your philosophy of how the running game fits your offense, or are there more ways that you would incorporate Trent, more ways you'd incorporate plays in the run and to in the screen pass or whatever, check down passes that would be greater than you would otherwise if you didn't have a Trent Richardson?
Yeah, let's just keep in mind, and we'll talk about this. This is the time of the week when everybody looks at statistics. It's about getting in the end zone. It's about scoring points. And Trent demonstrated yesterday from the running back position that he can get in the end zone. And that's it. You get in the end zone and you don't turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. You know, all the yards and all that business. You can see a team that gains a lot of yards, turns the ball over, and doesn't win. You can see a team that doesn't gain many yards, doesn't turn it over, and has a couple of players on offense that can get it in the end zone that wins. And I think that's what you see, and that's what you get with Trent, and he displayed it yesterday. He did one with the run and one with the pass.
Your defense, obviously some issues in the secondary with regard to not having Joe Hayden, and then, of course, the experience of a Sheldon Brown back there was missing for the most part, too. With as far as the young people like Buster Skrine stepping up, Dimitri Patterson, although he's a veteran, but and then you got Trevin Wade as well. Just your sense of how you can hold the fort with what you have in this period of time when you're missing, especially a Joe Hayden.
Well, you know, I think it's safe to say that not having Joe out there, it hurts some, you know, but I think it's, hey, next man up. And I'm beyond saying, hey, they're young, because we're young everywhere, you know, and so I think they just need to go out there and do it. And just like anybody that plays, if it's perceived or otherwise that somebody didn't play well or somebody didn't coach well, they come in the next week and they try like heck to get it fixed. But we've got outstanding coaches on defense here. In my opinion, we have outstanding players
Sure.
that know how to play the game, and we put them out there because we know they can be successful.
Your pass rush has been for two games exceptional, and you're getting a lot of pressure from not only your linemen, your linebackers, DeQuell Jackson, the three sacks. As far as how that's come together and how good you feel about that, is it hitting the way you expected it to, A, and B, you're doing this without a Phil Taylor, and how soon do you expect Phil Taylor maybe to be back and make what is already a strong pass rush even stronger?
Well, we won't see Phil for, you know, 6 or 8 weeks, so, you know, that's just by rule in total. But I think we've got a defensive line where you can put – any one of the eight guys in there, and they can play well. And I think that's where things are trending. You're seeing teams use 6, 7, 8 defensive linemen and roll them in there. And I don't want to say keep them fresh, but that's essentially what you're doing. And we've made some upgrades in the D-line position, I think, that have helped us. I think the Frosty Rucker, Joquay Parker acquisition for basically the right side of our defensive line has been good. I think our young players have been in there rattling around doing a good job. Kitchen had some good snaps along with Hughes, and then Billy was knocked out early, but he knocked out of the game early, but he'll be back and he's fine. And then Emmanuel Stevens, you know, has had some good snaps in there. And then Jabal, you know, the one thing with Jabal, you evaluate him on his production, but he's played two pretty solid, steady games.
Buffalo's coming up. You mentioned that. A tough task. The Bills rebounding from their week one loss against the Jets with a very strong effort against the solid Chiefs team. The biggest challenge there, there will be many, but one that I look at right off the bat is what they did with their pass rush, adding Mario Williams, adding a Mark Anderson. They're a strong, and they got, I think, 5 sacks this past week after getting none the first week.
Yeah, I think they've done an outstanding job of upgrading their personnel on defense, and we all know it starts with if you can generate a pass rush with 4 guys, and I know Dave wants that in his style pretty well. That's where it starts, because then you have to play. You don't have to play as heroic in coverage because, you know, you're disrupting the quarterback
right.
with 4 guys. So that's what you want to try to do. If you ask any defensive coordinator, if they could guarantee pass rush and disrupting the quarterback by only rushing 4, they'd do it every snap. You know, but that's why they pressure and do other things. You know, but they've started to establish that with some of the personnel that they've brought to Buffalo, and I think it's showing up.
Great. Pat, thank you so much.
No sweat.
Appreciate it.
We'll see you. Talk to you next week.
Next Monday. He is the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, joining us as he always does on Monday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.